what's recommended. Live your life at Ramaloo's Love Colony. There's nothing you'll be needing, a good life you'll be leading. Live your life at Ramaloo's Love Colony.
Found the Radio Thrift Shop. If you love crate digging and seldom heard sounds, this show may be for you. There's no agenda, no genre, just the dustiest of grooves from the early 1900s until today. It's all about the joys of musical discovery. I'm DJ Frederick. Welcome to the Thrift Shop.
And I'm celebrating 26 years on the airwaves here at WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and around the world at classicalwscs.org. Nice way to ease out your week Saturday evening between 10 p.m. until midnight. Now, if you've listened to Radio Thrift Shop for any length of time, you know that it's a homegrown, homespun show, and that you never know exactly what you're going to hear. I'm going to title this evening's broadcast Radio Obscura, because we're going to be diving into the deepest of the record crates here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Let's drop the needle.
Thank you. Yeah.
On a dusty snap, crackle, and pop on that record. From 1968, The Attractions, and a tune called The 5th of February. And before that, we heard something really obscure on the Miles record label from Fredericksburg, Virginia. A tune called Blue Sky Day, written by Greg Harding and Maurice Burton. Definitely cannot find any info about that record anywhere online. It's a great record, and it was dug up by my friend Frank the Drifter at Dollar Country. Well, this is Fred the DJ, and you're listening to Radio Thrift Shop right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, featuring a mix of vinyl records, 78s, 45s, LPs, private press releases, cassette tapes, and homemade and self-released CDs, and even some digital formats. And yes, I have played wax cylinders. I'm trying to create a radio show where it's kind of like 1969. You never really knew quite what you were going to hear. And that is the beauty of low-power FM community radio like WSCS, a radio station that plays music that you want to hear before you know you even want to hear it. And I have to credit WSCS with a love that it has cultivated in me for classical music that used to be there many, many decades ago and is returning again.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Alexandria, Egypt has stood for almost 2,400 years. Today, though, parts of it are crumbling, one building at a time. As Earth's climate changes, the Mediterranean Sea is rising, the coast is eroding, and salt water is seeping into groundwater supplies. That weakens buildings, causing them to collapse. And according to a recent study, without action to protect the coastline, the problem will get worse in the years ahead. Alexandria is the largest city on the Mediterranean and one of the busiest ports. But its maritime location is causing trouble. Researchers looked at records of building collapses over the past quarter century. They also compared the coastline to that of previous decades, studied the soil, and made other observations. They found that 280 buildings have collapsed in the past 20 years. Over that span, the rate of collapse jumped from fewer than one per year to almost 40. Almost all of the destroyed buildings were within a mile of the coast. The jump was largely the result of climate change. Higher sea level and stronger storms have eroded the coastline by an average of 12 feet per year, with one district averaging 120 feet. And seawater is filtering into aquifers below the city. That corrodes foundations, causing buildings to crumble. The scientists recommended creating dunes and green belts along the coast to keep the Mediterranean at bay and keep Alexandria from crumbling into the sea. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
How not to produce a radio show. Play music that no one's heard of. Don't be afraid of the sound of silence. Fix the snapped cassette tape in the middle of the song. Don't have a playlist ready for broadcast. Don't always announce all of the music. For more tips on how not to do a radio show, follow me at Radio Thrift Shop every Saturday night at 10 p.m. here on WSCS.
the wind in my sails, my sails, my sails. The wind on the sea, on the sea, on the sea. The wind on the sea. The wind, the wind. The wind, the wind. The wind, the wind. The wind, the wind. The wind, we'll be right back.
two tracks from a very scarce album released in 1987. That was Thomas Morton from the album Caribbean Escape. We heard The Wind, and before that, Play the Music. And that's our mission here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Play the music that you rarely ever get to hear on the radio.
It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Susan Boehner from Grayling, Michigan writes, Dear Dr. Science, are your listeners making a living off their questions, or are they wards of the state?
My listeners are possessed of a great deal of true humility. They confess their ignorance. They surrender to the fact that I know more than they do. And in this surrender, they become teachable. Yes, as a matter of fact, many of the listeners to this program are state and federal employees. I happen to know that the Civil Service Commission has recently required that all applicants for the coveted G23 positions must be thoroughly familiar with this radio show, all zillion episodes. I suppose I should be flattered, but instead the thought makes me a bit uneasy. I don't know, I guess I've always thought of myself as a rebel of sorts. But to answer your question, no. Nobody makes a living off this radio show, least of all my listeners. And thanks for asking.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.
And it's back to Radio Obscura here on the Radio Thrift Shop, digging deep into the dusty crates of vinyl, cassettes, and even CDs. Yep, we do like that physical media. Here's a track from a cassette released in 1989 in Canada. The group was the Bedouin Soundtracks. This is The Sands of the Kalahari.
Thank you.
How not to do a radio show. Play music composed on a typewriter or for the typewriter. Play instrumentals that feature lead castanets. Don't have a web page. Don't post on Facebook. Don't have an email address. Oh wait, it's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. For more tips on how not to do a radio show, follow me at Radio Thrift Shop every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight here on WSCS. great soulful cover of Me and You and a Dog Named Boo by Eddie Lovett, released on 45 back in the day. And before that, one of the greats that we lost in 2025, Lalo Schifrin, the tune you may be familiar with, Spill the Wine. Well, this is Radio Obscura on Radio Thrift Shop, and we're digging deep into the dusty crates and playing obscure music just for you. No, really just you. You're the only one listening.
Want communication, use a telephone. When you entertain the nation, it's a microphone. Dictation can be made on a dictaphone. That's communication. Da-di-da-di-da-da-di-da. 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 That's communication. You can send a wire by telegram. Also get the news by teletype. Now we look in Mars through a telescope. That's communication. Da-di-da-di-da-da-di-da. 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 That's communication. Western Union telegram, cablegram too. Television, radiogram, bring a message through. Phone express and airmail, a shortwave. When you send this way, how much time you save? Da-di-da-di-da-da-di-da. 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 That's communication. Telegram, cablegram too. Television, radiogram, bang a message to you. Pony Express, air mail, shortwave. When you send this way, how much time you save? Da-di-da-di-da-da-di-da. 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 That's communication.
It's groovy, psychedelic, cool, and strange. The Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Peace, man. Broadcasting like it's 1969, this is the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. I want to say thank you for listening, wishing you many blessings, and I'll be back next Saturday evening at 10 p.m. So don't forget to turn your radio on.